Well, do Christians believe because it's absurd? Well, are we irrational because we believe the absurd? No. We believe what appears to be absurd to the world. Our job is to show the world that what it believes is, in fact, the real absurdity.
All right. So we our job is to flip the script, right? They think what we believe is absurd. No, it may appear to be absurd, but our job is to say, but what you believe, right, is what is the absurd.
Right. So having this neo-Orthodox look at what Scripture is, Scripture isn't God revealing himself to the world. It's once you interact with it and utilize it, then it becomes the Word of God. And so it's kind of that, the Bible is written about people who experience their version of God, and they wrote down their experiences with it, but it's not really God's Word. Well, the problem with that is you're always then going to be kicking out the foundation. John really wasn't telling us what the history was. He was making theological points only, and that was his purpose for writing. Well, that degrades our witness in what Scripture is. But we want to be accurate with what the historical ideas of what the Bible was at the time, who it was written to, and all those things. And so we shouldn't just make claims because it's easier for us or because academia tends to view this as the most prevalent. Oh, this is the Q theory. This is the JPED theory. This is, the belief that the apostles didn't care about history, but they were writing for only theological purposes. And so we undercut then the Christian message for what has been historically believed just to kind of get out of the sticky situation of having to disagree with somebody in academia. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. So to go back to the metaphor of the beginning of this with the nice lady with the flight plans, the unbelievers are on a plane heading straight for Boston, thinking they can get off in Chicago. And unfortunately, this plane doesn't stop.
That's right.
Stop in Chicago.
Right. And so what he wants to show is that not what we believe is absurd, but he's going to spend the rest of the book actually showing what the unbeliever believes is really what is absurd. Right. And that's what we're going to be able to see. Right.
And this goes against the idea brought in against presuppositions is, oh, you don't believe in evidence. You just want to talk about worldview and presuppositions and that's it. Well, no, we want to talk about evidence, but we want to talk about evidence that coheres with our understanding in line with our presuppositions. So the best presuppositionist is the person that believes and uses evidence, but they do it in a way that says all evidence is God's evidence. And so do we have then, or let me show you that my worldview allows me to use these things as evidence and your worldview cannot account for these things.
Right, exactly. And so he says Paul was eager to reason with people about Jesus, not because there isn't a place for faith, but because faith is not contrary to reason, right? He says, in fact, as it turns out, faith is the very foundation for reasoning to the point that those who claim that reason is the foundation for knowledge must have faith that it is so. Right. And so today he says there's a reversal. Most people think we must stand on the platform of reason and then maybe find a place for faith. But he tells us that Paul says if you don't have faith in the God of the Bible, then there's really no place for reason. Right. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Where's the debater of this age? Paul asks us. Right. And bring them on, he tells us. We're ready for them. Hasn't God made foolish the wisdom of this world? And that's what he wants us to see as we work our way through this book.
Right. Right.